to study break number 33. We were just listening to the Captain Sparkle's parodies of DJ Goddess Fallen in Love and Coldplay's Viva La Vida. They were pretty good.
Pretty good.
They're amazing.
They're masterpieces.
They're masterpieces.
They're literally cultural resets.
Amazing. Creep, bruh.
You know he's shredded?
Oh, man. What?
Captain Sparkles.
He's what? Oh, he's fit. Ripped. He's sexy.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was a crazy episode we had.
Anyway, back to crying and our emotions. I'm messed up.
Hey, I feel like I took the brunt of the emotions last episode before this, so I think you guys had to take one for the team this time.
Marge's gone. She wrote, I love you, in her goodbye letter, and I didn't even get to say goodbye. I didn't get to say, I love you back. I didn't get to sign love ya in our secret hand sign language. Nothing. It's all over.
Damn. That'll teach you not to take for granted what you have when you have it, huh?
Damn.
What? My 15-year-old halfling character never thought of that.
My 15-year-old. So we started off this episode with a long-ass recap. And then, top of the episode, the first thing, Beans got some presents.
I did.
Do you want to talk about those?
Okay, one is a present. One is not a present.
They're presents.
One is a curse.
They're gifts.
You sound like Estes' family. It's a gift.
It's a gift.
You love it.
Congratulations.
You love it. Yay.
Traditional gift.
It's not a curse, it's a gift.
And with love.
The sickles are sick as hell. The silver briars. Interesting that you included a line that said the solution to removing the briars is, and then the next words you put after it were currently unknown. That was fucked up of you.
I was going to put, you should probably talk to a botanist or a blacksmith at the end of it. And I was like, I'll just put that in the episode. Why would I put
that? I like that card? Buddy said that.
Yeah.
Buddy.
Buddy said, bit. I know a thing or two because I've seen a thing or two.
Facts.
That sounds like something Buddy would say.
Facts.
Like the most words he's ever strung together.
Yeah, the whole copyright. Actually, by the governor of Cato was kind of insane.
Oh my God. That made me want to roll my eyes into the back of my head.
Thought that'd be a little fun.
That wasn't the most words that we've ever heard Buddy say.
Yeah.
That was impactful.
It was useful. He's not going to talk unless he needs to. He knows his place.
Buddy's taking out the trash.
He's a cleanup crew.
There's a My Little Pony character that only says yup.
Yup.
It's Applejack's big brother. That's all he says is yup.
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 This is just an inference based on what I know. Is he like a big heartthrob in the My Little Pony community?
In the community, yeah.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
I don't know for sure. I just like, with the knowledge that I have, I'm going to like take a safe guess.
I'm trying
to
remember.
And say that like, I feel like people go crazy over that guy.
Everyone used to ship him with someone and now I can't remember
Let me get some eyeballs on this guy.
What's his name?
I don't know.
Applejack's.
Who would they ship him with?
Brother.
It used to be like, if you
was
searched.
Was it like a crack ship?
Macintosh.
Or was it like,
whoa.
Dude, is he hot?
He's kind of hot.
Be honest. Is he red?
He's got a little piece of grass in his mouth.
Oh, like Jet from Avatar?
Yes, yes.
Wow. Okay.
He has a little harness collar. On
yeah, he's got a little like sad
what?
Boy eyes.
Yes. I was more correct than I ever even knew.
He's like all red.
Yo! He's got freckles.
There was like a point in time where you couldn't like search him without seeing like
Big Mac.
Is that his name? The ship art of him and his boyfriend.
That's who it was. Oh, his boyfriend.
His name is Big Macintosh.
I don't know if this ship art is allowed.
Who's that?
I have a feeling it was. I do not know.
It might be someone's OC.
I don't think.
Anyway, I'm sure this is really great for you to listen to.
No, he actually has a romance with someone in canon.
We'll put a picture on the Patreon of Big Mac as the cover.
Oh, this is him as a human. He's like, oh my God,
so many of these like 13. Are like covered up. They're like censored.
Get your own photos.
I saw something of him with Fluttershy. I don't know if that was ship art or not, but they were snuggling. It could be innocent. I'm going to tell myself that it was innocent.
Oh, and did you see him with the pirate fit?
Oh, no way. Slay. And look, he's with the same girl. That's who he's with in canon, but maybe people ship him with, I don't know, somebody else.
Yeah. There was a point in time it was just like, you looked up like Big Macintosh and it was all like gay fan art.
It was, whoa!
That's pretty wild.
God damn.
Anyway, I found the human version of fan art.
I mean, he's blonde, so he's out.
He's a farm boy. He's
also has elf ears.
He's already a horse, so why not?
No, fuck it. We're already going crazy.
Okay. Who was his boyfriend? boyfriend?
I don't remember.
I love that they made him gay.
Yeah.
they were like, okay, farm boy.
This YouTube thumbnail says, a boy pony.
A boy?
Oh my God.
Okay.
There wasn't a lot of boy pony representation. The main boy was Spike. All right.
Spike. Beans, do you have anything? Or Olivia, you're Olivia now. Do you have anything about your things? Any questions about your sickles? About the barbs? What are your thoughts on them?
The barbs scare me and the sickles are cool as hell. The sickles intrigue me because on the sheet, it's italicized and underlined. The phrase, something within these blades tells you this is not our final form.
Well, something I wanted to ask you.
The prophecy.
The prophecy.
When you evolve into the final warrior.
It does say, these blades crafted from your own anger heed the call of a true warrior of hell. So
Sawyer keeps telling you, I don't think that's going to come true.
Yeah, right.
But on the other hand.
Well, this is not our final form. It's also like.
I know it could mean just like, that's not the weapon's final form.
But I mean.
No, they're like united to your soul.
Yeah.
They're your soul weapon.
I intentionally wanted it to be like open to interpretation of like just the blades or you as well.
Yeah. Oh, I got that.
Good.
Don't worry.
Yeah, the Briars now have like mechanics. You know that you probably need a blacksmith or a botanist to tell you about them.
Botanist, we've got a lead.
Yeah. Blacksmith, no lead.
Do we have any? I would love. Okay, sorry. That was a little.
Came out a little strong.
Where's a blacksmith? Give it to me.
To meet a blacksmith
immediately.
And then we hopped on the episode. Esta, first off, we started in your little pocket plane with your aunt.
I hope I see her again.
She said this is our only time.
I know. I think I fucked it.
I think you did what Esther would have done.
Yeah, exactly.
I know. That's what I was going to say. It was like, it was my F, but also like, it was a little bit of like, okay, it works.
It's like, I just died.
We've talked about this. We were talking, like texting about this. Like our characters shouldn't be as mature as our like, you know, mid-20s selves. They're like, they're 10 years younger than us. Exactly. Technically. They're just kids.
I caught myself a lot this episode. I tried to be immature,
yeah.
But I kept catching myself almost saying something really mature and then going no.
I was trying really hard too. That there was some like outburst because I was like, oh, mature me would keep it level, but I was like, no, yeah. I'm gonna have to go like,
yeah.
I don't know how many 20 stay
was
in.
Crazy.
So I had
like two, didn't I?
I think you did.
I had two.
Oh yeah. Well, you had one where you caught Regia, and then you had the one where you convinced Margie.
So I have a letter that I mean printed that I was going to give to Sawyer. So whenever I said on the Nat 20, like
it's beautiful.
The whole thing with that encounter that was basically an encounter with Margie. If you all were on the side of her going to Raven Rock and like didn't convince her or anything like that, or like didn't really like push through to her, then she was going to have like a little thing with Sawyer at the end. And whatever Sawyer thought was best, then she would do.
What?
Then.
Fuck you.
But Dying. Then Beans with a nat 20. Or no, before that.
Maybe you should just get good.
If you had convinced her, if you had let her go to school, she would have totally gone to school, like no questions asked. Also, if you had all wanted her to go to Raven Rock, she would have very likely had just left, depending on what like Sawyer's opinion was. Since Sawyer was like kind of go back to school, I think she would have left. If Sawyer was like go to Raven Rock, I think she would have left everyone and still left the letter, but the letter was a little different. And I think it said something like, I don't want to go to Raven Rock. The whole meaning of like, if I can't be near you, I'd rather be near no one or something like that was a little bit more true of like, she's going to be by herself.
Yeah. This is like, maybe if no one knows where I am, then I'll be safest.
Yes. That was also in there of like, she's just going to go alone so that nobody can tell where she is.
But she was going to come find me. Like we were going to talk again before she left.
If you had been pro school, which you were, I actually don't know if she was going to talk to you. I think I would have done like a luck check. But if you were pro Raven Rock, she was not going to talk to you. She was still going to leave you a letter, but she wasn't going to talk to you.
I would never be pro Raven Rock.
And
never.
But yeah, and then she kind of did like changed up the letter a little bit, but left, but then went to Raven Rock. I was like, she was not going to do that. Whenever I was originally kind of like thinking of it, like there was almost no shot.
No, we literally have it printed.
Yeah.
Damn.
The power of your nat 20. Oh, that was heartbreaking. I love the Arcano Ball. That's so good.
Yeah. So
your mind,
all the way back.
You have the mind of a mastermind.
So here's a little more insight. So there was a possibility back in the bathroom, if things didn't go right, then she would have left then.
Ooh.
To like go to find her dad or something like that. Yeah. Or like pulled the thing of like, I don't want you to get hurt, so I'm just going to give myself up. Mm. And she would have left you the ball then.
Damn.
So I had that plan back then. But then like things kind of didn't go a certain way. And like it didn't feel right to do that then. So I was like, okay, so she'll stay. Bringing it all the way back to Esther and her aunt.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
So she's your brother's, I mean, not your brother, yeah. Your dad's sister.
Yeah, my dad's sister, and was the previous like
twin soul.
The thing that's like killing me about it is the like they're supposed to live in solitude.
Yeah.
They can't have families. Like that's fucked up. But it also sounded like
you, because you didn't know about this aunt. Like
no.
Yeah. Like Esther didn't know about her.
And I didn't know about the twin souls at all.
Yeah.
And apparently I'm not supposed to know.
Until you're older.
Until I'm older.
But everybody keeps going, you don't know?
Yeah.
Nobody told you?
Huh?
But then
why don't you know this?
The like Red Ruidons handled it very differently. It was kind of like a, you know.
Yeah. You're prepared for it. But then it's also, because I mentioned that I was number 15.
Yeah.
Out of the 16 siblings. And she was like, oh, that fucking asshole. What was that about?
Yeah.
I have a feeling that that's like where she was. Like, I have a feeling that like he's the youngest and she's the like second youngest, right? Because that's what you are.
Yeah.
I thought that was weird 15, that she was like, you asshole, because it's like, you're the one who died. It was like, and then Esther was the next one born.
Yeah.
Like, he couldn't have chosen one who was already a little more grown up, right?
Well, because I didn't ask her about like what the like transfer situation is like for the blue dragon, unless we're assuming it's the same.
Oh
yeah,
because it could have just gone to my next older sister, who's just like a year older than me.
I think she
I thought
said
it had to go to like I thought that yeah. you were like being born or something.
Your aunt said that it has to go to the youngest.
Yeah which would have just been like it didn't have yeah I didn't ask her name. So
that was hilarious.
That was crazy.
Whatever.
I'm sure it's in your family.
I think I kept saying who are you. So
that was my favorite part. You were like, I met my aunt. Did I get her name?
Oh, like, shit. Nope. No, I didn't.
Well, hey, now you have something more to figure out.
I was kind of expecting to wake up with some kind of like permanent dragon arms or something. Like I fucked up like because I'd done it and it only gone halfway.
Yeah.
I was expecting to have like something.
Jared,
like,
not, what like, happened?
Not like as like a gift.
What just happened?
As, like she's turning into
more
a
of, like,
monster.
A curse.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jared, what happened?
What happened? Where were the permanent dragon arms? Then I would have been so jealous if you both had prophecies and you both had permanent sick ass curse arms.
Somebody already got like permanent sick curse arms.
If that happened,
I get why I did not.
I think Sawyer would have gone and like gotten but like two tattoo sleeves. Just to like
insane.
Fit in.
Oh my god.
The
I think we should give you
it would have said like go wugs.
But also yeah, it also makes sense because she closed the gate, so it's like there's no like I don't know, there's no like connection.
I was gonna say like the energy like kind of went back to like where you had it.
Mm-hmm.
Like you don't like lose the gift of the dragon.
Yeah.
Or you don't lose any of that.
Do I have 10 clicks again?
I think I said eight.
Eight.
I guess we'll have to go back in there and see.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I can still like channel his power. I just can't use eight of them. I can only use seven.
But also she said
right.
She was like very against talking to him.
She didn't even want me to talk to him. Which is like,
but didn't you feel genuine, like familial
what
care?
What do you mean?
That was on a high roll, right?
Yeah, it was like, I think a nat 20.
Yeah.
And also he was being, I don't know if I mentioned it, but he was also being like as honest as he could.
Yeah, you did mention that.
He was
that.
Also still like desperate. He's still a dragon.
So she was like, fuck that guy. But also like,
and he's still
from
trapped.
The story we've heard with him and Sissix, like he is maybe a manipulator.
He's the one who betrayed Sissix technically.
Yeah. Even if he does have genuine care for you, like he did betray her and like,
yeah,
I don't know. Maybe your aunt knew that. Maybe she didn't. Or maybe their relationship was just very like he was manipulating her to give him more power. And she was like, fuck you. I'm not going to talk to you at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she probably blamed him for making her live a life of solitude. It makes sense that she would resent him.
Yeah. And she said she was angry her whole life. It's looking bleak.
You're gonna change the way things are done.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because obviously, so, everything that's been done in the past is not the right way.
Exactly. So obviously, I'm gonna talk to Theodrix again.
So yeah,
a little bit of the setup.
So obviously, you're gonna walk right in there and let him out again, right?
No, I won't let him out immediately.
Weird.
Explosion part two.
But I'm definitely not gonna go live in fucking solitude.
Yeah.
Yeah. What a snooze fest.
Yeah.
The
ideas I wanted to introduce with this are like, this is someone who has experienced it and is like, hey, do the same thing that I did. Don't talk to him. Live in solitude. Live alone. Do this way. And like, you don't know how she died. Like, you know, die however she died. Until, like, don't know your family. Don't know like your nieces. But then you have like the other Ruudans who kind of seem like still to be like forcing it on people. Like they're like younger kids. Because as like Tara got older, it seemed weird. And also Priscilla was like, I didn't like it. It was like, I'm glad now that it didn't happen to me. There's still some stuff to figure out.
Yeah.
But a little bit has been unraveled. But it seems like the one person to talk to would be Theodrix.
God, it's still Theodrix.
You haven't heard his side of the story that Priscilla told.
I know I didn't have time to fucking talk to him about it last time I saw him.
Yeah,
talk to him on my next trance trip. Mm-hmm. I suppose
my next trip.
Mm-hmm.
But then we got to the ship.
She was like your trip sitter.
Yeah, she was.
That's what that scene was. Sorry.
No, that was good. We go back to the ship. Maeve and Rija were arguing. And then y'all started discussing, like, kind of unraveling, kind of debriefing everything that happened.
Kind of finding out that the Golden Order is like, oh, no. A big, powerful, like, socio-religious, like, or, like political religious organization is, like, trying to take control. And then we're like, at least the Silver Crown is fighting back. Three guys in a basement.
literally just, like local heroes.
Local
vigilantes.
I was like, what's your whole thing? And the first two words you said were, we think. I was like, don't tell me you're thinking about stuff. I was like, no.
When I was like, how many of you are there? And I was expecting, like, 25. And then when you were like, 15.
We should have guessed that, like, the two, like, the suburban, like, mom and dad. And
really
should
have clued us in.
They were badass.
They were fucking badasses, but.
Hey, if that's who they're recruiting, then, like, I don't want to say, like, they're desperate. Like, those are great recruits, but I do want to say that if you're going into the suburbs,
I mean, you've got to have eyes everywhere.
That's true.
They're my heroes.
You gotta have 15 eyes everywhere.
I love in any piece of media when the, like, mom character is, like, giving the, like, big tough one, like, a dressing down, you know? I just love the image of, like, little Miss Weatherfeather, like, yelling at Rija.
She looks like those Target birds.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's how I imagine her.
But yeah, it was cool to see, like, it, like, showed us a lot about the dynamic of the Silver Crown that, like, we overheard them arguing.
Yeah. And, like, Rija... It's a lot more like extremist.
Yeah, yeah. When she pulled a knife, I was like, whoa.
Hey.
I was like, okay, that's a kid.
You're looking six children in the face.
I don't know. From her point of view, I was like, I get it. Like, you can't trust the fucking kids.
I know.
They're like, we're going to go to a stay and tell everyone the truth. It's like, I'm going to have to.
Everybody will listen to
you. I guess you just said, like, my dad's house.
We're getting those splash pad tickets.
We are.
That's another reason we got to go back to school.
True.
Oh, yeah. Well, you won't hear it in the episode, but we had to have a mid-episode meeting about what we actually
knew.
What we as characters knew and what we as people knew.
We got confused.
Which is what, like, that's my fault. I should have, like, tracked how everything was going. And, like, and I thought that y'all knew about the whole Githyanki stuff about, like...
I'm curious what the real answer is.
Yeah,
I know 100% that y'all didn't. Your characters didn't.
But here's the thing, because the Bean's motivation...
Whenever you said that, I thought that you had set up with Jared, like, a secret, like, you had been eavesdropping on me.
No.
Like, and, like, I didn't know, and I thought that you were revealing that you had, like, been eavesdropping.
No, because I thought I had used that information as motivation for why Bean's changed his tune so much about, like, not giving Margie, like, you know, not making a trade. That's why I thought, but maybe I'm wrong.
Oh, I thought you just had a change of heart.
No.
Yeah. Which I think...
I mean, yes, but a motivated change.
It came down to, I mean, just kind of, all right, let's establish what we know, what we don't. What's the best way that nobody feels as though they've been caught off guard or unfair or played wrong or anything? So I was like, I was going to go one way of just like, all right, here's the rules. Here's what we're doing. But then I was like, you know what? No. Margie's dad just says it,
which I think
makes sense.
Yeah, I liked it. And it was like, we were kind of saying goodbye to those characters for like
the time being,
for however long. Yeah. I'm worried about him. Oh my goodness. Imagine being a Githyanki. I would just, I would be so paranoid.
Well, you wouldn't die because then you would open a rift in the plains. So
no, I mean, I would be paranoid that like somebody was going to kill me all the time.
Yeah.
It would be crazy.
Which is why you'd go live in the shrubberbs, you know, in like a nice, like comfy little
town.
They
just wanted to live in the shrubberbs and go to fucking Weaselby. Is that too much to ask?
Don't we all?
Yeah.
And then everyone kind of decided on where they were going to go. We had the whole conversation, the whole debate with where Margie wanted to go. You guys learned a little bit about Raven Rock, which is where a lot of the Silver Crown are holed up, you believe.
What do we think about my Ode to Raven theory?
Insane.
Crazy.
Wild.
It's pretty nuts.
Out of left field. You know why? Because I know that Jared made up that perfume like fucking randomly on the spot.
Lord Arathis, double agent.
No.
Wrong.
It's giving Snape.
Okay.
Okay.
From Harry Potter.
Yes, I did know who you meant when you said Snape.
The one character named Snape. Also, little kind of sneaked in there of information, a lot of information in this episode. Astaroth and Luna Stera.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They're all connecting. They're all connecting, but kind of in the wrong way.
But it's the Red Bride and Luna Stera. Astaroth is her real name. Mm-hmm. And Luna Stera, and then Hyperia.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, it's like, so are there two narratives going on, or did we misunderstand the first one? Hyperia being
what jealous. What is the original?
Heard was that they had the star.
I
want to
look at it.
Well, I forgot my journal.
Hey, you never let me roll my history check.
You're right. I didn't. We can do that next
episode. No, I don't want to know anymore.
Okay.
I'll roll it next time we talk about it.
Where did we read that?
That was from Tara's journal.
Tara's journal forever ago.
No, there was one from Tara's journal, and then there was another one from another
story. That we found in the cave where Big P was.
It was in the textbook that I got, or somebody got Tara's textbook. I think you picked up the last textbook or something.
Something like that. That was the first one, but there was,
TR.
Another
there was
another
one that had really bad handwriting, remember?
That was in Tara's textbook.
But then what was the second one, which was...
That we found it in the cave with where Big P was, by Grisilla.
Yes.
That was her book. That was kind of gave like into the love story. And yeah, it said like the earth and the moon collided and created a star.
But it's interesting that like sometimes it's the earth and then sometimes it's hell.
In the like foretelling in like Tara's, it's only referred to as the earth, as the core.
Oh yeah, the moon and the core collided and created a star. And then the sun became jealous and created life. So like after they had the star, they created life. But the version
like,
Priscilla told us was that she created life first and then they created the star.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the truth? Oh my God.
But things are connecting though.
You have names.
You have names. You have at least like kind of a timeline, at least like one timeline.
We've got stuff we can look up in a library.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you know that like that was the creation of the planes, was like the moon and the core. Hyperia got angry or jealous and created life.
Just to piss them off.
Yeah, just to like make them busy of like, y'all can't hang out anymore. And then they like went off and did their own thing.
Did Regia and
Priscilla- Wait, oh, sorry. Like, is Estea named after Astaroth? And tell me if I can't tell anymore if I'm crazy or if I'm right.
I can't, even if I knew 100%. I can't tell you that.
But like, Estea is the capital of the world as we know it, of Eldravale. And that is the same root as Astaroth, which means star. Is any of this on purpose?
I imagine Estea. How do you guys imagine Estea spelled?
Yeah, so I imagine Estea is spelled E-S-T-A-Y-A, and Astaroth is A-S-T-E-R-O-T-H.
Okay. Same on Astaroth, and then Estea, A-S-T-E-A.
That's how I spell it.
That's how I spelled it in the show notes previously. So
Astea.
I don't know. Maybe that's crazy. Anyway. Okay.
I never know what this guy, when he says a word, and then when I see how it's spelled, I go, that's the way to spell it. Mm-hmm.
That's me. But yeah, you guys learned a little bit of backstory about interplanar stuff, Astaroth, and Lunastera.
We just learned a lot.
Then we all go to bed.
And then we all had our little moments. Mm-hmm. Campbell cried.
Hey, all right.
I'm not saying it's a bad thing. Just saying you did it. Take a shot.
Take a shot.
Sorry, Campbell cries on the pod.
What do we think? What do y'all want to do? What do the characters want to happen as we return back to Frogmont?
I don't know.
I wanted to go to Astea and
I didn't want
come
to
up
go
with back. A cover.
Well, maybe you should write your father.
I've been wanting to write my dad for like 20 episodes, and I've never done it.
If y'all
never
were like
a moment for it,
if y'all
interesting.
Were
interesting. Every time Jared goes, is there anything else you want to do?
I don't know. You know.
If y'all were dead set on going to Astea, I would have let y'all. It would not have been good.
I got what you were saying.
I think we need to regroup. Here's the thing. I like want to talk to Felicity, but it's also like, what do I have to say to you?
Yeah.
Give me Big P back. Stop with your silly little stuff. I feel like my clearance level is higher than Felicity's now, which is maybe wrong. But at this point, I'm like, okay, whatever you think, I know more.
Hey, you might as well try to pull that. Mm-hmm. And then you'll find out where the hierarchy lies.
Maybe. I don't know. She probably does know a lot that, like, I don't know.
I think mm-hmm. she's a good person to talk to.
But also, she's not back at the school. Oh, yeah. Oh, I guess she is sometimes, maybe.
I don't know.
But it's like she's
you guys haven't seen her since Little
she's
Branch.
She's journeying with Big P.
What do... I'm going to ask y'all as the players. Take away, like, the story. What do y'all want to do? As like, as like the game, like what kind of adventure do y'all want to go on? Or like what kind of things were y'all hoping to see? The next episode might have a little bit of some time movement.
I want to get into the thick of it.
Really?
Yeah. I'm like, let's start getting answers and taking action.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm like, let's like as far as Red Bride, Moon Goddess, we know a lot about the Red Bride. So I want to know more about the Moon Goddess and maybe how we can like use that to our advantage. So like, just like long story short, like surrounding all that stuff. I want us to like make big discoveries or like unlock valuable information with those people. And then I want to see Connor again and figure out what's going on with my theory that is that it's Moray impersonating Hyperia, but basically kind of in the same vein of what I already said of like figure out what's going on with Hyperia. What is Moray doing in the...
Moray is in the astral plane.
Oh, yeah. Moray is in the astral plane. Like, what is she doing there? What is Connor's, like, super objective with the ring? I'm guessing this is all tied together. But, like, I want to really, like, get going on that stuff. So maybe during the time jump, we're, like, doing research in the library.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like, I want to, like, start, like, closing up these, like, branches, yeah. right? Like, yeah. It's like, I want to, like, know everything that's happening over here and here and here that's going to, like, take us... further into like towards the big like main goal, because I feel like right now we have like about a million different branches, and it's like, I mean, I have a feeling I know where the main like the main like conflict is going, but I'm still like unsure.
Mm-hmm. Also, I think a scene of us like actually studying in the library is like hilarious.
Yeah.
Also kind of like, we do go to Adventuring Academy. We need at least one scene of us huddled over a little magical book. Mm-hmm. I guess, do we have one? In the cafeteria, which is way more
realistic. We have a few. We've huddled over magical books.
I think in high school, I like didn't do homework. Was like, it was homework in title only. I was doing that shit at lunch.
Oh, you were one of those kids.
Whatever period I had next, I was doing the homework in the period right before.
Yeah, that makes sense for you.
Right?
That tracks everything I know about you.
It was crazy. I love the adrenaline rush. And I didn't want to do drugs. So
that's what I was up to. I'm so bad at math. I've been going through, I have that app Swipe Wipe that lets you like go through your photos, and it's kind of like Tinder for your own photos. You can like delete them or keep them.
Oh, that's so
smart. It's so nice because my camera roll is like a disaster. And I've been going through like 2017, 2018, like my last couple years of high school. And it's so full of like pictures of other people's homework. Let me fill out that I just never deleted. There's so much evidence, like
that is so funny.
Of me just like copying other people's homework in high school,
but you were using your charisma.
Absolutely,
you were like training other skills.
I was.
And what do you use now? your networking ability. You don't use any math.
Yeah.
So I'd say that's essays, a win.
That's what I stayed up all night, like, writing. Like, I spent a lot of time.
Me too. I did enjoy writing. But, like, still, I was, like, doing so at lunch.
Okay, so I did my homework. Like, if I got
homework. Did you, like, get home and, like, get a snack and start working?
No. Like, if I got my homework in, like, third period, I was working on it in fourth period. So it would be done before I even got home that day.
Crazy. That was, like, me, except, like, a lap behind. Like, a day behind.
Yeah, like, you were the opposite. Wait.
Yeah, a day behind of what you were doing.
No, I was, like, this needs to be done before I get out of school. Because I had a lot of shit to do once I got home.
We were both, like, like.
Yeah, my philosophy is I want to get it over with so I don't have to worry about it.
I think my adrenaline junkie came through. Okay, anyway, what do I want to do in D&D?
I still want to do some stuff around the school. I want to start, like, unlocking things and, like, understanding things, and then I want to...
When are the presidential elections?
Oh, they're coming up.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
The election is kind of, like, this coming week.
I want to do that. I'll be honest, Shrimp Jump is fresh in my mind. If you know, if you know. So
I don't know.
Yeah, what? Exactly.
Shrimp Jump.
If you know,
you know.
What the fuck are you talking about?
If you know. If you Google it and it comes up with something, I'll be kind of amazed.
Yeah, me too. It's like,
anyways, I want to open Cold Door.
Shrimp Jump.
What are you talking?
Say it with me.
I'm mad.
Shrimp. Snake pit.
Snake.
Oh, we could do. Okay, never mind.
Pool filled with tartar sauce.
Snake pit would be too close to shrimp jump, and it would seem like we were plagiarizing, even though snake pit, like, has been around for, like, way before.
No, nothing I'm finding is real. Don't.
If anyway, you know.
If you know.
You know.
The people who know right now are, like, in their houses, like, shrimp jump.
Shrimp jump. Oh, my
God. So to those five people, you know what I mean.
Here's the thing. If we were doing this exact setup to Lily, she would be losing her fucking mind right now.
But the thing is that y'all would be lying. The thing that we're talking about is actually real.
This is not yes and. This is
gatekeeping.
This is yes and it's true.
They're going to look at us and go, did you believe me?
I promise you I'm not. On everything I love. I don't believe
these fuckers say. So.
Oh my down. Goodness gracious.
On everything I love. And let me tell you, top of that list, shrimp jump.
Are you referring to the third exclusive ability in Plants vs. Zombies?
Oh my God.
Shit. How'd you get it?
No. Garden Warfare 2.
Okay. What else? What else do people want to do?
I'm referring to...
What else? What's another one? I said pool filled with tartar sauce.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, I want to start like...
on fire.
I feel like I want to hone in on like one path and like get things sorted. Because every time we have these things where we start learning like a bunch of information about a bunch of different things, I just get overwhelmed and I go, how are we ever going to do anything?
Oh, and we have to investigate the goop. That damn goop.
You've just named like 7,000 things. So much to do.
Who in the group got gooped?
Who in the group got gooped?
Who in the group got gooped? Also, Margie took the sweater. Good luck if anyone's cold or goopy.
Oh.
Wait, did it help against goop? No.
No.
It helped against cold. It kept Fia alive.
It helped, what's his face? It helped Greg.
Yeah, it did help Greg.
I feel like it served its purpose for us.
I think about that moment where you were like, hey, Fia, can I take this back? And she was just like, ah!
I know, I was like,
put it back on, I'm kidding.
But I thought that Margie and I were going to have another scene together and I was going to tell her to keep it on because it was cold where she was going.
I kind of imagined her, you gave it to her like a couple episodes ago.
Yeah, I tied it around her neck.
Yeah. I kind of imagined her having it this whole time.
In that scene, I was going to tell her to keep it, but she did anyway. So yeah.
My A+ is beans going up in the crow's nest. I don't know. I liked that visual. Once we got back on the ship, I said, I know where I'm going. And my flunk is thinking I knew something that I guess I didn't.
Hey, we don't know for sure.
We'll see.
My A+ is being strong and getting the things out that I wanted to say, even though I cried.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good job.
Got him out.
Soldier.
My flunk was that I already said it. I didn't ask a lot of questions, but it's what Essa would do, so it's not really a flunk.
Yeah. It's what my character would do.
But in a good way.
Yeah.
I think my A+ would be, I think Beans did a great job with like kind of having like a nice moment with the crow's nest and stuff. And also I gave you some things and I think I'm excited for that. And then flunk would be, I think I could have organized my thoughts a little better and then presented information in a better way.
I have another A+ for managing so many NPCs the past couple of episodes.
You had those guys on a Rolodex.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And we're like having conversations like with all of them at the same time, and you're just like jumping in between them. Like, it's very impressive.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, I guess I have a lot of flunks, but like they're like regrets that are like Sawyer's regrets of what she said and didn't say to Margie. One flunk is that I should have told y'all the like Arcano Ball story right when I like got the letter. Like, I think like the order of that was weird.
Yeah, it was fine.
Cause like I kind of got the letter and the ball and then like didn't say anything to y'all about it and then like said something later. And that was more just based on like I didn't jump in soon enough.
That's what Sawyer would do. She was
thinking too deep.
She was thinking. She was
processing
a and my A plus little is emotions. This letter. This is so good. Y'all heard it last episode, so I'm not going to read it to you again. But it's so beautiful, and it made me cry, and it's really good. And I like that y'all know Sawyer's tragic backstory now. Mm. That was her tragic backstory.
So funny.
Which is that Garrett was chosen as team captain over her, which honestly is, like, the worst thing that could ever happen.
I just think it's like it's not a comparison game, but if you were to put us all on a line and then be like, what's everyone's tragic backstory? I think it's really funny that that's yours.
Yeah, that's Sawyer's really tragic backstory. Her tragic backstory is happening right now, I guess.
Her life is her.
Her life,
yeah.
But yeah, A plus to this beautifully written letter.
Thank you. Anything else from anybody else? Patreon, subscribe. To the Patreon.
Get subscribe in there. To the Patreon. We're, let's all name some things that are in the Patreon.
Gabin.
Jello.
Gals.
That's it.
Jello?
Yeah.
Jello.
Jello. There's a ton of Jello. Jello. In there. If you know, you know. Well,
actually, I'm going to lose my mind. What?
Oh, Jello shots.
Yeah.
Oh.
Stop. Okay.
Even Rosie's upset. Rosie didn't want to get left out.
We could have had Campbell going for a little bit.
Yeah, we could have strung her along.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I already had her on one thing.
Fuck is a shrimp jump.
Anyway, if you know, you know.
You will find out.
Thank you so much for listening to Gals and Goblins. This has been Study Break. Tune in. What, you got anything else?
Want
to
send us something? Check out our
P.O. box. We got a P.O. box.
Poo box. I can't hold the hound back any longer.
She's going nuts. Thank you so much. Join our Discord. Follow us on Patreon. Follow us on all the social medias that are all in the description. Thank you so much. We love you so much. See ya.
Bye.